Good evening and welcome to the RBC Radio News broadcast at 6 o'clock. There has been a major earthquake of magnitude 8.1 close to the island of Sumatra. Scientists believe it was caused by movement of the Indian-Australian tectonic plate pressing into and under the Eurasian plate on the ocean floor in the area of huge depression known as the Sunda Trench. In nearby Jakarta, the ground was reported to have shaken for 5 minutes continuously. There have been evacuations in neighboring areas of Thailand and Indonesia after a tsunami warning was announced. The Indonesian president has warned people to remain vigilant and move away from the coast and head for higher ground and safe areas inland. The Tsunami Warning Center renewed its warning after aftershocks were felt for 4 minutes. This is not the first time the area has been hit by a natural disaster. The earthquake and subsequent tsunami of 2004 devastated the area. The warnings had come too late then, and the people living in the surrounding area hadn't had the same chance to escape the flooding, nor had the officials the access to the technology they have now. Indonesia had learned some hard lessons back then, and there was a consensus that the next time an earthquake struck, they would be more prepared. Disaster officials have reported that a 20-centimeter wave had been recorded on Komyang Island off Phang Nga. The electricity was cut in Asa, and there was about half an hour of disaster as people tried to access higher ground. Traffic lights were cut, and the roads were jammed until traffic police were able to sort out the problem. A young woman who had been missing for 1.5 years was reunited with her parents last night after police raided a kidnapping ring in the inner city yesterday afternoon. The young woman's father said he and his wife were overjoyed to have her back in a press conference for the media, and that they had never given up hope in finding her.
"We're just thrilled to have our daughter back. Words can't express the joy we're feeling right now. We would like to thank everyone for their help and support in the last year and a half, and especially the brave police officers who made the daring raid this afternoon. We are asking for privacy in the coming days as we bid to repair our lives and just enjoy spending time with our daughter again."
The young woman was found in a visibly shaken and disheveled state. Her parents are giving her the royal treatment and are planning a party for family and friends in a few weeks, but first they are giving her a chance to rest. A historic health care bill was passed in Congress today. It increases the benefits available for less fortunate members of society who hadn't had access to affordable health care under previous governments. The president said that everyone should have the same basic security when it comes to health care. It brings to an end a year of debate in the Senate, but some Congress members are saying that the hard work has only just begun, as the president seeks to implement the bill, which could take years to come to pass. Opposition party member Jack Pratt was quoted as saying, "The debate's not over yet. It's only beginning."